This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, and I'm here to simplify the annuity sales process and give you a peek under the hood on how I've written over $195 million in personal annuity production since 2008. If you're looking to learn more about selling annuities, you've come to the right place. Let's jump right in. Hello, everyone. This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy and Retirement Realize Financial. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about something pretty simple. There's no time like now. And I can say from experience, obviously, I've been doing this almost 16 years, maybe over. I can't remember the exact date. But I've been doing this for many, many years. And what has allowed me, like this year, I just passed $21 million in annuity production, personal production. No agent, sub-agents, no sub-volume. That is just my personal volume. I'm running my own appointments. I'm doing my own follow-up. I'm actually making my cases all from beginning to end. And the reason why I say this is because this business, honestly, is not that difficult. The challenging part of this business is when we don't follow a standard, follow a system, follow a process. But once we get this up and running, it becomes phenomenal. I had and as you guys know, we always have this happen. I have marketers reach out to me all the time from all these different recruiting agencies and IMOs and FMOs. And it's constantly the same thing. They say, well, what is your current FMO done to earn your business? And I said, you know what? I've been with them a long time. I'm very happy with them. They provide good lead systems. I never have to worry about anything. They provide good support from the standpoint of if there's anything I need, they take care of it. And they've been that way literally since the very beginning. And so when you're talking about consistency and making sure you're doing the right thing, you want to have the right people to partner with, but there's also a relationship that comes with that. And I talk to people all the time, and the biggest thing we're running into when we're trying to help our clients is a lot of times we miss the relationship side of things. And what I mean by that is not talking about being buddy-buddy, not talking about being best friends, not talking about trying to go to one of their kids' weddings or play golf with them. That's not what I'm talking about with relationship. Relationship is where there's an immediate trust that they go, you know what, this person is an expert in what they're doing. They spend many hours making sure that they're picking the best product for me. I know they can handle my situation. It's a relationship of trust. And so when we talk about there's no time like the now, it's getting people to understand why now is important. Now is the time to do things. Because I've heard this before. I actually was meeting with this client and they said, man, I wish I would have met you 10 years ago. I said, no, you don't. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, this guy was kind of waffling on whether they're going to do it or not. And he's kind of leaning towards he wasn't going to do it because he would have done it 10 years ago. I said, you were 55 years ago, 10 years ago. Now you're 65. And you're still saying you wish you would have done it at 55, but now you're 10 years older and now you have less time to make up if there's any sort of correction, which, as you know, I'm a big believer from 2000 to 2013, the S&P was almost exactly the same, approximately 55% drop in the Dow today, and we're back to where we were in 2000. So I'm not a big fan of, well, I'm younger, I can risk it. Now is the time to do things. Now is the time to make the decision. You know, I had somebody tell me, well, the market was down. I can't get clients to move their money. Well, remember, in an indexed annuity, if you have a good indexed annuity, even if the market's down, let's say that the index you're using is at a lower number. Well, that means if it does recover, then they're going to participate in some of those gains. If it doesn't recover, then they're not going to lose anything. So I think often, and part of this is because some of the indexed annuities agents use are just dogs. They have very low caps. They have very low participation rates. They have very high spreads. And then they wonder why their client can't get excited about making 2 or 3%. Now, I'm a big believer. When I'm helping clients, the number one thing I focus on is the worst case scenario. What is the worst thing that would happen? Well, if you have an income rider, the worst thing that would be happen is that you'd have a 0% return and you would have your fee coming out. If you don't have an income rider, then it's zero. Find me another product out there like that where the worst case scenario is zero that can provide lifetime income. It doesn't exist. And that's what I'm telling people. They want to use the worst case scenario. Well, what happens in this if the worst case scenario happens? You get zero. Well, what's the worst case scenario in the stock or bonds or mutual funds? It's the amount you lose. So you could lose 50%. You could lose all of it. I mean, we're out of Texas, and a lot of people invested in some of these oil transportation companies, and they put a lot of money into them. Well, when the fracking thing changed and the oil prices went down so low, there's very little transportation of oil going on. I just drove a long ways yesterday, and I saw a whole bunch of these oil fields, the storage areas full of trucks, full of equipment, when normally these are completely empty. But they lost everything they have. So that's a worst case scenario. So when we're trying to help a client understand no time like now, this is the perfect time, we need to let them understand that the worst case scenario in ours is you have a 0% return. Once again, if there's a rider, then you have a rider fee. The worst case scenario in any brokerage account, you can lose a huge chunk. And then it takes you this massive time to get back. Remember, if you lose 20% and you make 20%, you're not back to even. So if you have $100,000 and you lose 20%, you're down to $80,000. You gain 20%, you're back to $96,000. Let's say you have $100,000 and you gain 20%. Well, now you're at $120,000. And then you lose 20%. Now you're back to $96,000. It doesn't work. If the stock market loses 50%, it takes 100% gain to get back to where you were. And that doesn't include any sort of fees. So no time like the now is making the decision. Then we can even go into things like compound interest. Obviously, if we've been in the financial business for any time or any period, you're going to know that compound interest is a beautiful thing when it started earlier. But when is too late too late? And the thing that made me bring this up is because last week we could see the S&P was kind of getting back to where it was before the whole fall happened. The Dow still needs some help. It's still probably down about almost 9, 10%. This still needs some help. But the reality is I have agents I've been talking to saying, well, you know what? My client said they just want to wait to get back to where it was. So then I say, okay, so you've got a list of those people. No, I don't. Why wouldn't you have a list of the people that said that? So when it does recover, then you can call them back and say, hey, it's back to where it was now. You said you wanted to get back to where you were. So that being said, let's make sure we can protect it to where if something like this happens again, or when something like this happens again, we don't end up trying to have to recover once again. Or you remember the panic you had when the market was down 36%. I mean, that was this year. And the reality is we don't know what the future is going to be. Now, I will never say things like this. Well, if you don't buy this right now, you're going to lose all your money. If you don't buy this right now, everything's going to change. If you don't buy this right now and take advantage of getting your taxes lower now, in other words, taking IRA money and turn it into Roth IRA, you're going to pay higher taxes in the future. Those are all things we don't know. The simple thing I mean by no time like the now is getting people to understand the importance of taking action. I don't know what it is, but it's so hard sometimes, even while people are in the middle of losses or they know the market's in a challenging situation. They know the political environment's in a challenging situation, but they still choose to take the risks. And then they wonder why they're the same place they were 10 or 15 years ago. I have clients right now that are calling me that are literally saying they've had it. Now, this is crazy to me because in the past 4 years, we've had a couple really good years in the market. But they're saying, you know what? In the past 4 years, I've made nothing. And it's simply, I don't believe it's because the market's done bad, good. It's that we can't time anything. There isn't a broker out there that can tell me where the market's going to be tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I say this with my clients all the time, probably every single client. In the very beginning, I say, I'm here to help you protect your money because there's two things you can't tell me. Number one, how long are you going to live for? Number two, where's the stock market going to be in 5, 10, 15 years? Wait, let's just do something simple. Where's the stock market going to be tomorrow? It's always the same thing. You're right. I don't know. I remember a conversation I was having with a client and he said, yeah, but my broker's a long-term planner. They're a long-term planner. And I just simply said, can you answer this question for me then, please? How can your broker be a long-term planner if they don't know where the market's going to be tomorrow, let alone 5, 10, 15 years? And he's like, you know what? That's so true. I don't know where the market's going to be. So how can they long-term plan? How can they guarantee me an income for life off of variable accounts? So he decided, okay, I want to move this. I'm done. I want to move it. So I said, okay, let's get on a speakerphone and let's call your broker. Well, the broker gets on and she's like, you know what? You got to remember, I'm a long-term planner and there's no way that guy can be a long-term planner. And she knew I was on the phone. I said, hey, you know what? Just out of curiosity, can I ask you a question? And she's like, yeah. I said, I have a product here that provides a guaranteed lifetime income no matter what. It's joint for him and his wife. So if something happens bad, they still get income for their life. If he dies, she still gets income. If she dies, he still gets income. It's joint lifetime income. Now, just out of curiosity, you have him in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds right now, right? She's like, yeah. I said, can you please tell me where the market's going to be tomorrow? She's like, I don't know. So, okay, where's the market going to be in a year? I don't know. Oh, you know, I apologize. You said you're a long-term planner. Where's the market going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? She's like, I don't know. I said, then you cannot call yourself a long-term planner. You have no idea what the market's doing tomorrow, let alone the end of this year or 5 or 10 or 15 years. You cannot call yourself a long-term planner. Well, yeah, but look where the market was in 1970 and look where it is now. Okay, we have to remember, computers didn't exist like they do back then as they do today. You can literally go on multiple different platforms and you could trade stocks right online. There's more companies out there. There's more companies that have stocks. There's more IPOs out there. There's more platforms to trade stocks. 401ks were a huge contributor to the increase of the market. So you can't say that, but let's just use that argument. Once again, then why is it from 2000 to 2008, 2000 to 2013, the S&P was almost at the exact same spot? There's no time like the now to protect your money. There's no time like the now to give yourself a peace of mind, of safety, security, guaranteed income you can never outlive with no risk to the market. There's no time like the now. So I talk about getting people off the fence a lot, but my number one thing is never use a fear tactic to try and get someone off the fence, ever. You always use logic and reason. You don't bring emotions into it. You don't have to bring emotions into it. You can say logically, where was the market in 2000? What was at this spot? Where was the market in 2003? Yeah, it went down. I remember that. Where was the market in 2007? Yes, way back up again. Where was the market in 2009? Yeah, I remember that. Do you want to experience that again? The only way to do that is to get them to do it now. I had someone reach out to me as a broker and they go, yeah, but look how much the market's bounced back. And I said, yeah, but look where their index starting value is. And they had no response to that. Because even if it was down 36%, their index value starting was lower. Therefore, if it does maintain, their index is going to do well in the annuity as well. That's why I'm not a real big fan of caps. I like participation rates the best, and I like spreads. But the reason why is because if the market does go crazy, I don't want a cap for my client. But the only way they're going to realize these long-term gains is to start early. Now, what happens if someone's 75 years old? Is it still good to do an annuity? Absolutely. If it fits their financial situation, then when someone will say, well, when's a good time to do this? I said, when do you want to stop exposing your money to market risk? They're like, wow, I never really thought of it that way. Well, when's a good time to do this? Well, when do you want to start earning compound interest without market risk? Man, that's a good idea. Well, when's the time to do this? Well, when do you not want to have to worry about income for life or outliving your income? Well, I don't want to worry about that anymore now. So they make their decisions based off of the now, fixing the current situation and not having to worry about it ever again. Think about it. We're in the only industry where we can truly provide our clients safety, security, guaranteed income you can never outlive with no risk to the market. Find me another product that does it. Nobody's been able to do that. Remember, it has to have safety. It has to have security. It has to have guaranteed income you can never outlive with no market risk. It doesn't exist. So remember, help your clients understand there's no time like the now. I hope this helps you. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.